This is BBC Radio 3. A very good evening to you. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and in high-definition sound online. It's now 11:30 and it's time for this week's edition of Jazz Lineup, presented by Julian Joseph.
Hello from the BBC Maid of Ale studios in West London. Jazz Lineup this week is a birthday special to salute one of the UK's most cherished jazz musicians. He is trumpeter Henry Lowther. Now, Henry comes from a musical family, learning cornet first with his father, and after that early launch pad and walking through the conventions of classical training, he has played in all manner of situations with the great and the good of the jazz and the rock scenes. He was part of an experimental free improvisation movement that included the likes of Jack Bruce, Lynn Dobson, and John Heisman. From the playing with Mike Westbrook and John Dankworth, he continues to play in a staggering number of major ensembles, from small groups, larger ensembles, big bands, and orchestras, playing music relevant, rich, and diverse. Tonight, we're going to hear from two of his bands, Still Waters and The Great Wee Band. As I mentioned at the start of the program, it's for a very significant occasion that we are here to celebrate the music of British veteran and to say happy birthday, happy 70th birthday to Henry Lowther. Thanks for coming over, Henry, and thanks for doing this show. Happy birthday.
Thanks very much.
So, what have you got in store for us today? You've got two bands tonight. Tell us a little bit about both.
Well, both bands really have been around for a few years now, about sort of 12 to 15 years or something like that. And Stillwaters was formed really as a vehicle for composition, you know, for small band composition. And we like to explore some of the areas of free playing as well as straight ahead playing. I've always liked to work in both camps. And the Great Wee Band is kind of in a way the opposite. We play mostly standard material, but maybe sometimes in a slightly different way.
How would you quickly sum up the approach to playing in a more standard way and then playing in a more free way?
Well, of course, in a standard way, your structure is already given. We do that a little bit in Stillwaters, even though we play free, in as much as we still play tunes, whereas in the sort of strict, purist improvising circles, they don't use tunes of any kind. But we like to sort of frame the free improvisation. And also, we often like to play over some kind of something to start us off or a tonality of some kind. But if necessary, on a gig, we may stray from that. It depends what happens.
And the guys you've got playing with you, very well known to all of us. Tell us a little bit about each of the
Well, Stillwaters is Pete Hurt, in my opinion, one of the great tenor players of this country. And I think he wouldn't be embarrassed if I was to say that he's underrated. And he's also a fantastic composer and arranger for big band. And we have Pete Sabaton is one of the most original piano players in this country, also a great and original composer. Dave Green is my long-standing friend who's played in every situation from Ben Webster, Coleman Hawkins, Sonny Rollins, all the way through to free playing. And then on drums tonight we have Ian Thomas, who's doing the brave task of depping for Paul Clarvis, who's our regular drummer. But Paul Clarvis has seen the light of day and seen good sense and gone on holiday.
That's right.
I think a well-deserved holiday in his case.
Good for him.
And the Great Wee Band is the fantastic guitar player, one of the world's great guitar players, in my view, Jim Mullen, who most people know and recognise his playing instantaneously as a soloist. And what I appreciate about his playing as well as that is he's a fantastic supporting role in a quartet and is wondrous to behold. And Stu Butterfield is also a very good friend of mine, lives very close to me in North London, and he's also an underrated drummer, but then he's most of his life he was a head teacher in a school for difficult children, and he's now taking a well-earned early retirement and chosen something even more stressful, playing the drums. And, of course, Dave Green again on bass. He's a staple.
Henry, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Ladies and gentlemen, Henry Lauber.
Thank you.
Thank you, Henry. So as you take your place on the bandstand, let's hear Still Waters, who are Pete Hurt on tenor saxophone, Ian Thomas on the drums, Pete Sabaton on piano, and Dave Green on bass, with Henry Lowther on trumpet. Ladies and gentlemen, Henry Lowther's Still Waters.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone. Jem, never know how that's going to end. It's one of the wonders of jazz, is you can never predict things. And every time we play that tune, we get a different ending. That's what, just what I like. Those were two tunes linked together. The first one is dedicated to skeptics everywhere. It's called Can't Believe, Won't Believe. And the second tune was dedicated to optimists and called I'll Be Glad. Anyway, the next piece is one of these pieces that I sometimes come up with to do with driving around the North Circular Road in North London. And there was a set of traffic lights that were always green and never seemed to serve any sort of purpose, just as you're driving east towards the Edgware Road flyover. And one night I was driving home about 20 years ago, I think it must have been, and about 2 o'clock in the morning, and they turned red. And there's no reason why they should be like that. And then just recently, about 3 months ago, Paul Clarvis phoned me and he said he was driving around and they turned red as well for him about 1 o'clock in the morning. So nobody ever know what they're for, these lights. But anyway, I'll just call this tune Lights. Thank you. Thank you. Lights. And we're going to finish this short set with a standard, which we mostly play original music, but we'd like to throw this one in. It's the John Lewis bebop classic, Afternoon in Paris. And it features Ian Thomas on the drums. We'll be right back.
Playing Afternoon in Paris by John Lewis, that was Henry Lowther's Still Waters with Pete Hurt on saxophones. Pete Sabaton was on the piano, Dave Green was on the bass, and featured there on the drums was Ian Thomas, and Henry Lowther was playing trumpet. Henry rejoins me now, and there's a set change to now your Great Wee Band.
Yeah.
And what inspired the lineup for the Great Wee Band? I know you gave us a little preempt before, but...
Yeah. Well, my good friend Stu there on drums in the Great Wee Band, over the years he's ran little jazz scenes in various venues, pubs and clubs and everything. And in fact, how many? 15, is it, Stu? Is he? He's not here, is he? He's 15 anyway.
19, I think.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He's sooner or later.
Excellent.
But whatever, I mean, he's, you know, sort of try to get something going, and often we get them going, and there's always something happens, you know. We ran foul of the licensing authorities and God knows what else. But in the early days, anyway, he used to ask me to do gigs with him and various combinations, various musicians. And I think perhaps our most popular one was when Jim used to come and do it. And we got to play as a quartet and we liked it. And we carried on doing it and got some gigs elsewhere as well. So that's how it came about. And the name came about because we were on a gig once and we just finished the first set. And Jim came off the... bandstand and said in his Glaswegian accent, "Oh, this is a great wee band," and the name stuck.
Well, you talked a little bit about the difference between playing in a free situation and playing in a more structured situation. What are the specific musical challenges for you doing both of those things?
I love melody. And I'm always attracted to melody, even if it's melody in a free situation. So playing standards is a natural place for a jazz musician to be, because in many ways playing standards is like the lingua franca of the music. After all, if you were to turn up in far corners of the earth like Rio de Janeiro or Singapore or somewhere, and you walk into a jazz club and you get invited to play, now, you're not going to say, "Well, I've got a nice one of my new compositions here. Do you fancy playing that?" Do you? I mean, you walk in and find something that you all know, and what we all know is the standard repertoire, and it keeps the music alive. And I think any jazz musician of worth his salt actually knows his standards. You know.
Do you think jazz music is still attractive to young listeners?
Well, we must admit that this is a sort of problem, really. That. You do play around the country and find that various jazz societies are getting older along with you. Although the amazing thing is how many young musicians there are. Certainly the music attracts many, many young musicians. And in one or two venues in London are frequented by younger people, and a lot of the younger musicians are playing there. In fact, there was a blog on the Vortex website by Oliver Wendland, who actually said something about Henry Lowther. There's a lot of young girls turn up to Henry Lowther gigs. I can't say that I've noticed particularly, but I think there was one night where there seemed to be a gang of them turned up. Maybe it was a hen party or something. Found themselves in the wrong venue.
Well, one of the great things about this music is that it has a very wide and broad demographic. So no matter what your age, there's something for you in this music.
I think that's very true, and I, my own life experience, I mean, the one thing that's been consistent, despite all the different sorts of music that I've played, is jazz, and it does stay true to, its age is irrelevant, and also jazz musicians are so aware of the history of the music, far more than I think many other areas of music. You know, they do know about the music of 50, 80 years ago.
Henry, thank you so much. I'm going to get you to go back into position and join your... Great Wee Band.
Okay.
As Pete Sabaton and Ian Thomas exit, Henry goes back into position to join Stu Butterfield on drums, Jim Mullen on the guitar, Dave Green remains in position on bass, and Henry Lowther is on trumpet. Ladies and gentlemen, the Great Wee Band. with Henry Lowther.
Thank you. That was a tune called For All We Know. Now we're going to play a tune that's more associated with a kind of Latin or middle tempo tune by Horace Silver called Nika's Dream, but we play it different.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nika's Dream by Horace Silver. Now we're going to play a Thelonious Monk tune. We are very fond of them here, and this one's called Monk's Dream. Thank you. Thank you very much. We're going to finish this set with a composition by Handel. That's George Frederick Handel. You won't heard it sound like this, though. And this is a kind of a realisation, if you like, by Jim, who brought this tune along for us to play. It's called Saraband.
Guitarist Jim Mullen's reimagining of Saraband by George Frederick Handel, and that was played by the Great Wee Band, which was Jim Mullen on guitar, Dave Green on the bass, Stu Butterfield on the drums, and Henry Lowther on the trumpet and flugelhorn. The Great Wee Band. This is Jazz Lineup and a special programme featuring the music of Henry Lowther, coming to you from the BBC's Maida Vale studios in West London. Remember that if you wish to hear this programme again, then it's available to listen again for the next 7 days by going to the BBC Radio 3 website. We are celebrating Henry Lowther's 70th birthday on Jazz Lineup here in Studio 3 at the BBC Maida Vale studios. And Henry joins me again. In your early career, what kind of gigs were you doing? Because you were playing between both the jazz and the rock scenes.
Yeah.
You had a great story for me ages ago when you came on the show before and you were talking about Miles Davis and you met him in the States. Was it near Fillmore?
I met Miles Davis in Shelley's Manhole, which was a famous jazz club in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And I was playing in Los Angeles with a band called Keith Hartley's, which is a rock band. It was a rock band with just a five-piece band with trumpet and saxophone. And that was relatively unusual in those days, although I was aware of Blood, Sweat and Tears and Electric Flag. And I think the Steve Miller Band or something like that had horns, but they were quite unusual. And then, of course, we used to play solos as well in the rock band, which was also unusual, trumpet solos. And Miles was playing in Shelley's Manhole, and I'd been playing earlier in the evening with Keith Hartley's band in Whiskey A Go-Go, which was a very trendy, large club on Sunset Boulevard. And there's 1,000 people in there every night for a week. And Miles was playing in Shelley's Manhole to about 50. And at that time, the band was taking over and playing a lot of free playing. And I think Miles was losing his audience. And I think he was thinking very seriously about changing the direction that he was in. And of course, at that stage, he'd already recorded his first sort of seminal so-called jazz rock album, which was Bitches Brew. But he was interested in the fact I was playing in a rock band, and he was interested in the fact I was playing to more people than him. So he was sort of saying to me, do you play solos in the band and things like that? It's, you know, I like to tease people and say it was my influence, you know, on Miles.
you sent Miles in his rock and roll direction. I don't know whether that's a blessing or a curse.
Yeah.
Henry, thank you for speaking with us again. I know I will speak to you again.
Yeah.
And I will let you get back to the Great Wee Band.
Yeah.
Jim Mullen on guitar, Dave Green on the bass, Stu Butterfield on the drums. Henry's playing trumpet, and I'll hand it over to you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Duke Ellington's Prelude to a Kiss. And we'd now like to play a tune that I've always loved and only just recently started to play it. It's I Loves You Porgy by George Gershwin. Thank you.
Stu Butterfield on the drums, Dave Green on bass, and the staggering Jim Mullen on guitar. Henry Lowther was playing flugelhorn. And to end this celebration on Jazz Lineup of Henry Lowther's 70th birthday, we return to his Still Waters band and the group that opened the program. And just a quick word from Henry. You devoted just most of that set, the last few tunes, to flugelhorn. Extol the virtues of flugelhorn, being such a trumpet player.
Yeah, it's sometimes it actually feels easier to play. Mm-hmm. Depends on what kind of music you're playing, but it blends easier than other instruments. Mm-hmm. It's not softer, certainly, but it's it has a better quality of blending. Sometimes it's just what I feel like at the time as well. I don't say play that or play that. I just do what I feel like at the time.
Sure. I noticed you put a different twist on the compositions. It was good to hear Prelude to a Kiss done in a sort of medium swing, because it's often done as a ballad, yeah. And vice versa with Nika's Dream. It's often done medium. And
mostly this is Jim, because of Jim. Yeah. He likes to take sort of regular tunes and change them somehow. It's Jim that comes up with those ideas.
So you had a good time tonight, Henry?
Yeah, I had a great time. Yeah.
I think we've all had a really great time.
Absolutely, and it's so nice to play in the studio.
Well, I know that you're about to play some more, and that's going to take us to the end of the show.
Yeah.
So I'll let you reconvene with Still Waters. Ladies and gentlemen, Henry Lowther.
Thank you. Just
want to acknowledge that there's quite a few of our notable musicians in the audience here. I know that composer, conductor, and musician maestro extraordinaire Barry Forgy is in the house, and guitarist Graham Ather is in the house, and he hasn't been knighted as far as I know, but Ed Harvey is here. We call him Lord Ed Harvey. One of our great writers and journalists, Seb Scotney, is here. So please give them all a round of applause. See, we attract the big names here. And those of you who I've forgotten, I really apologize. I know you're there, and I've said your names in my heart. Well, a huge thanks to Henry. And to end this concert, as I mentioned, we return to the Still Waters band with Pete Hurt on saxophones. Pete Sabaton's on piano, Dave Green still on the bass there, and Ian Thomas reconvenes on the drums. And, of course, we've got Henry Lowther on the trumpet and flugelhorn. So, ladies and gentlemen, please, for the last segment of our show and celebrations, Still Waters. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was a composition by Pete Sabaton, and it's called The Snake and the Tiger. And the reason it's called that is because when we were rehearsing it some time ago, a friend of mine brought along her niece, and she was listening to the music, and she said, it sounds like a snake and a tiger. So it's always, we've always called it The Snake and the Tiger. So now we're going to finish the evening with another original tune. This one's named after, well, in astronomy they call a collapsed star, which becomes known as a white dwarf.
Thank you.
finishing out our show there. That was White Dwarf by Henry Lowther. And that was played by Henry Lowther, Still Waters, Ian Thomas on drums, Dave Green on the bass, Pete Sabaton on piano, Pete Hurt on saxophones, and Henry Lowther on the trumpet. Well, our congratulations to Henry Lowther on his 70th birthday celebrations, and our huge thanks to Still Waters and to the great Wee Band. And that's it from the BBC Maid of Ale Studios. Next week, join Claire Martin when singer and pianist Eliane Elias will be playing an exclusive set for us here on Jazz Lineup. Remember, Jazz on 3 on Monday night with Jez Nelson features sessions and concerts. So until the next time, from me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye.
Welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain, and for this opening hour or so, a piano recital from the medieval town of Paralada in Catalonia. The pianist is José Enrique Bagaria, playing at the Carmelite Church in Paralada as part of the 2010 festival there. It's a wide-ranging programme, Debussy Preludes, sections of Iberia by Albéniz, a Schumann sonata, and José Enrique Bagaria sets off with possibly the best known of Joseph Haydn's piano sonatas, the C major Hoboken No. 50, written while Haydn was in London in the mid-1790s. So mature and masterful Haydn, without a doubt. I was a wizard on no instrument, he once said, but I knew the strength and working of all. Thank you. Haydn's Sonata in C Major, number 60 in the newer numbering system, and in the older Hoboken catalogue it's number 50, but like Fahrenheit and Celsius, isn't it? The pianist is José Enrique Bagaria, playing in Paralada as part of the 2010 festival there. Paralada itself is a small medieval town about 150 kilometres from Barcelona. It's famous for its golf club too. José Enrique Bagaria now in Chopin, his Barcarolle.
Thank you.
Chopin's Barcarolle in F-sharp major, music from the mid-1840s. The pianist José Enrique Bagarilla playing at the Carmelite Church in Paralada as part of the 2010 festival there. And so in his recital to Spanish music, how could he not? Iberia by Albéniz, a couple of sections from Book One of Iberia, ending with Corpus Christi celebrations at Seville. First, though, dancing in the fishing town of El Puerto.
Thank you.